Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I wonder if he's wearing like a St. Louis Blues hat right now. Stanley Cup champions hat or something. Dennis, a St. Louis Blues like Stanley Cup champions mug? Anything like that?
I am out running, John, and I in fact do have my Blues wool cap on, yes.
How did I know that? Did Dennis, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I was blessed with one of the greatest moments of my entire life as a sports fan, I bought so much junk, like so much stuff, that I was so happy. And I knew you'd have something. You'd have to have something on. T-shirt, hat,
absolutely.
Something. That's awesome.
I'll tell you a little secret. I'll tell you a little secret really quick. I've got a mini Stanley Cup somebody gave me in 94 with Mark Richter's autograph on it.
Okay.
When the Blues won, I may have rubbed off his autograph and co-opted it for my own.
Oh, my gosh. You took Mike Richter's autograph off of it?
Yes. I've waited, 49, 52 years for this, John. So you can relate, you know.
Yeah, I can. Believe me, I can understand.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you that today people are losing their minds in the market that I work in Atlanta, Georgia, and here nationally as we talk about what went on with the Dogs yesterday. I've got to tell you, I think that was the worst loss of Kirby Smart's administration, because I've never seen his team look so terrible as they looked yesterday.
There's no question. For the first time since Kirby got there, the arrow isn't pointing up. That doesn't mean they can't get better. That doesn't mean they can win the SEC or the SEC East. But right now, the arrow is pointing down. You know, three interceptions to the same guy, to a, I would say, below average team. Your kicker misses one. I don't know what was going on offensively or defensively, but that's a loss that's going to stick with Georgia maybe throughout the season, and certainly going to impact the SEC. I think the chances of the SEC getting two teams in now is greatly diminished.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about it, because I've been trying to say to people this morning, look, it's a terrible loss for Georgia, but I 100%, not 99, I 100% guarantee that if they're a 12-1 SEC champion, they're going to the playoff. Am I stupid?
No.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that one. There you go.
But yeah, you make a good point. The point is you have to believe that Georgia is going to win out.
And I'm not sure. After that, I'm not sure.
No, there's no room for error. They have to beat Florida. They have to win the SEC championship game. But, yeah, I mean, there's still that out there. But who among us right now, you know, is thinking of that? Georgia's got problems. I thought there was a gene missing somewhere. Georgia was winning, yeah, but Notre Dame game was fine, but Notre Dame hung too close. Georgia had better athletes. And I think, John, the lack of those experienced receivers is now coming a cropper. You know, when Holloman got kicked off the team, I asked Kirby in the summer, you know, what are you going to do about depth? He goes, oh, we'll develop it, you know, in August and in the early season. And I fully believe it. I thought they had enough talent. They have this freshman kid, Pickens, who's, leading the team. But it's making a difference. And it's certainly making a difference in a league where, you know, Jake Fromm is at best the third best quarterback right now. I mean, it's taking off at quarterbacks.
Dennis, one of the things I'm looking at is that I don't have Clemson in my top four today. I have LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. How is that potentially way off base? Is that malpractice on my part?
No. First of all, I had them eighth. I have them sixth this week. How do you put them above? By the way, we have the same top four. How do you put them above any of those teams? You can't. Schedule strength, the way they played, North Carolina, they've been off. You know, Trevor Lawrence was leading the ACC in interceptions. He had a big game yesterday. But no, you can't put them in the top four. You just can't. And if the playoffs started today, the committee would be not doing its duty if they put them in.
Now, that said, if they're 13-0 ACC champs, there's no question
sure.
They're in, right? No question.
Sure. But I looked at it this way before the season. Looking at that schedule, I looked at it and said, you know what? If they lose one of those games, I can make a heck of a case for leaving them out. because the ACC is so down and so mediocre. They should run the table. It's a Charmin soft schedule.
Dennis,
their best. Yeah,
sure. I am such a dope because when I went all in when Ed Orgeron got hired at LSU, after seeing some of his previous work, that I went all in on being critical of the hire, like saying it was a horrible hire. This is such a not well thought out decision. It may go down as the stupidest thing I've ever said into a live mic, and that could be like a 5-part miniseries on CBS.
I didn't feel that way. I felt that Joe Oliva had mismanaged the search for two straight Novembers, chasing Jimbo Fisher and Tom Herman. I didn't feel like it was a bad hire. Like, good for Ed Orgeron getting another chance. Now, did LSU fans feel that way? No, they felt like kind of like you did. But I would submit right now, his decision to go full on for the RPOs and spread was one of the most bold decisions. Les Miles paid lip service to it over the years. He knew he had the quarterback. He knew he had the athletes. He goes and gets his 28-year-old receivers coach from the Saints to install it. John, right now, he's the coach of the year in college football, considering what they've done halfway through.
Best
player in the country, top four. Go ahead.
What about that? Tell me about the work that Lincoln Riley's done. If he 3 years in a row pulls the Dr. Frankenstein routine and finds another Heisman Trophy winner, that truly might be one of the most incredible things I've ever seen any coach do in any sport.
To the point that now it's becoming, they're thinking at Oklahoma, when does Jerry Jones back up the Brinks truck and give him an offer that he simply can't refuse? Like his wife Caitlin goes, yeah, Lincoln, this is great going to playoff every year, but this is generational money. We're talking $10 million plus.
Right.
Because I think that could happen if they ever decide to part ways with Jason Garrett. He made a great decision this year. Well, last year, actually, almost to the day, today, he fired Mike Stoops, Bob's brother's defensive coordinator, after that awful performance against Texas. Hires Alex Grinch, rising defensive coordinator, who was not calling the plays at Ohio State with Greg Schiano, but had in 3 years played the best defense of a Mike Leach coach team ever. Mike Leach has been a coach 16 years. And so he comes in there, and they're just better. Are they world beaters defensively? No. But they were better yesterday. They've gone from dead last in pass defense to 37th. They went from something 116th to total defense, or allowing 100-plus less yards per game, and you saw it against Texas yesterday. They took a Sam Ellinger who went for 6 touchdowns in the game last year in Red River, and he was confused all day. That's the difference in this team. And Jalen Hurts, we could go on. Jalen Hurts, yes, could be a Heisman winner.
Now, I try to take it a little slice of life here with you, Dennis. As you're out for a run this morning, you stopped to do this interview with us. How often do you run? How far do you run?
I do something every day. Run, weight, and then bike.
Every day you do weights, or do you?
No, I do those.
Oh, you do one of them.
Yeah. So seven days off a year.
Okay, when you run, how far do you run? And is it always outside?
It is, unless it's super, super cold. The decision comes when it's biking, because I can't keep my hands warm enough in the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
But about 3.5-4 miles. It's not great. It's not, a marathon.
Well, I run a 5K indoors 4 days a week, but I run it indoors. And I can't, and when I run outside, my time is like 4 to 4.5 minutes less, more when I run outside.
Yeah.
Is that common?
Yeah, because I'm on the treadmill. I'm always staring at how fast am I going?
Yes,
am I
yes.
Time? And then it's really easy to slow down that tread and go, I just want to, slow down and rest a little bit.
There you go.
Which you don't traditionally do on the road, but go ahead.
There you go. Dennis, I love your stuff, and I appreciate you making time for me this morning.
All right, John, thank you.
Go Blues. There you go, buddy. All right. Take care, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.